Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Wednesday, April 10th, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. It is budget day. Yes, we are going to get lots of federal budget stuff today on FedScoop.com. We're going to have stuff from the Department of Defense, stuff from the White House, stuff from basically all over the federal government. But we figure there's going to be enough budget stuff coming out later today that we're going to avoid it, actually, on the podcast, because I actually have a guest in studio with me, Luke Fretwell, my tag team partner here at FedScoop. He is actually in town from the West Coast. Luke, you're out in San Francisco. You come into D.C. We have meetings. We make fun of each other. We go get stuff to eat, drink some beers. What are you working on these days?
Well, I brought the good weather with me. It's beautiful here in Washington right now. You know, the most important thing that we've been working on, we've launched a new podcast focused on federal government open source, and we're calling it FedOSS. Gunnar Hellickson and I from Red Hat get together every Friday and discuss the latest open source in government. And we interview some of the key people that are out there working on this stuff. We've interviewed GitHub's Ben Balter, who is focused on government.
And he was one of the Presidential Innovation Fellows, too.
He was, and he's worked in a number of different things, in a number of areas at the FCC, with Stephen Van Roekel at the FCC, and then at the Office of CIO, and as a Presidential Innovation Fellow. And we've also had David Cole from Development Seed was on discussing Jekyll and Prose and GitHub and the work that they're doing with healthcare.gov and creating content management system free websites, CMS free websites. And this week we're going to be talking with Deb Bryant and Kane McLean, who are the new co-chairs for Open Source for America. So that's something that's pretty exciting that's going on right now.
Yeah, that's a hot thing, because I know Deb and Kane were actually just named the new chairs of Open Source for America. That information actually came out on Tuesday, so you guys are right in it. It's interesting to see. I kind of come from an outside world of open source. I've kind of, you know, learned about a lot more about it in recent years, and I was amazed. I don't know if you saw a story I did a few weeks ago on John Owens, the CIO at the USPTO. They're doing a lot of cool stuff with open source. They're basically, all the software they do, they're going the open source way. So it seems like we're seeing more and more of it come along in the federal government.
Yeah, I think they're doing some Red Hat adoption stuff and OpenShift. And yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, Gunnar and I have discussed how Wolf Tombe and custom border protection and how they're implemented. And he's, you know, he's a big fan of implementing open source and how it doesn't create vendor lock-in and lowers the cost. So, you know, it's an exciting time to be an open source. I mean, the digital strategy is really putting an emphasis on open source communities, and, you know, Gunnar and I are having a good time putting it together. So we've got a lot of really great guests lined up, and, you know, it's great to just finally get that off the ground.
Yeah, now I know you guys record that every Friday, so we post it on Monday on FedScoop, so kind of good way to start off your week. And like you said, there are a lot of kind of interesting developments going on, and you guys are really kind of getting to the heart of it. And you mentioned the digital strategy. We're about a year away from when that came out, right? Do I have my dates right?
Yeah.
What do you think has been the biggest, has it been the use of open source has been the biggest impact to come from the digital strategy, or what kind of things, you know, jumped out for you about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing has really been emphasis on getting data out, you know, whether it's through an API or through open data. I think that, you know, Todd Park has been a big advocate of data and kind of releasing the data. And a lot of agencies have really been excited about that. I think that's one big key component. I think that, you know, you're seeing a lot of agencies adopting responsive design, web design, to kind of fit the mobile first aspect of the, or thinking mobile aspect of the digital strategy. So I think those are like really two aspects of the digital strategy that you've seen a lot of momentum on, and you know, you'll continue to see. And I think with Ben Balter becoming GitHub's government focused employee, I think you're going to see a lot more activity around that, with him being able to address questions around how do we share our source code And how do we collaborate with other agencies, building a community around that and focusing on that. I think that the open source aspect of the digital strategy is going to start to come to fruition probably, later this year or next year, really high speed.
Yeah, so make sure to check out the Fed OSS podcast on Monday. I always want to call it FedOS for some reason. I don't know. That's just the way my eye reads it. Before we check out, though, and go start working on all the budget stuff that's coming out, I also wanted to highlight another thing you brought to FedScoop recently is our social gov feature.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag right. Social gov for those who haven't seen it. I'll let you, Luke, tell everybody what exactly is that feature.
Yeah. Yeah, we got so much going on. I can't remember everything. The social gov feature is a weekly feature that we're doing where we're just interviewing social media leaders within the federal government and kind of getting their input on, you know, what they see works well and their best practices and how their agencies are leveraging social media. And, those type of things get a lot of support and traction, and we're just, you know, it's just great to see that community getting excited about sharing information on how to communicate with citizens. So, that's been really great.
Yeah, the thing I like about those is, you know, we read so much about the CIOs at the different agencies,
yeah,
the CTOs, the heads of procurement, but these really kind of shine a light on a new group of, influential people in D.C., the ones who are kind of run the government social media space. So they're definitely cool things to check out. So
yeah, it's definitely the faces behind the avatar.
Yeah.
You know.
So I guess if anybody has any suggestions, the best way is probably we'll tweet you. I'd say send an email.
But yeah, tweet FedScoop and with the hashtag SocialGov, and we can connect with them and get them featured.
And it's okay. If you want to nominate yourself, nominate yourself.
Yeah.
We want any kind of nominations. So, I think, Luke, we got to go get to some budget stuff. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For Luke Fretwell, I'm David Stegen. Thanks for checking out FedScoop Radio. Like I said, we'll be back with more budget stuff later today. I'm going to be elbows deep in about 800 pages of budget stuff, but it should be great. It's always budget days. It's actually kind of fun because you see, you know, really where the priorities lie. Whoever gets money, that's the priority. So it's going to be fascinating to look at, and we'll have coverage here on FedScoop.com. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop the Radio, this is David Stegen. See you tomorrow.